Coach, what about this statement? If you have a good basketball team, you can't have a good football team.
That again has popped up. It's popped up in the last 4 or 5 months. It's been in some of the papers. And for the life of me, I've never been able to understand that. The football season is completely over before the basketball season begins. So how can anyone with an intelligent mind, an amoeba, wouldn't even think of that? Now just imagine anyone coming up with a thought of that kind. Now if the contrary were true, that you can't have a good basketball team as long as you have a good football team, I could understand that. Because a football season stretches into the basketball season, particularly when you go to bowl games and you get through celebrating all these bowl victories and things, which runs in the middle of January, it kills a basketball schedule. I can understand that. But I welcome, I have said this and I say it again, I welcome a good football team. A good football team can take the pressure off of a basketball coach. And goodness knows the pressure has been on me here for years and years and years, because if the football team can't win, the people naturally look forward to the basketball season. And they want the basketball season to be successful. And they expect it to be successful. And having won these national championships that we have for these years, the people think you should win it every year regardless of the material that you have. Whether your best man turns professional and is not back doesn't make a bit of difference. Get somebody else out of the student body and play him.